In reality and in essence, both. He is the biggest giver and he has the best feeling towards us. He said, no, let me start with him, because he is the owner of everything, because he is Rahman and Rahim. And why do I call him like that? Just because I wish? Or do I have some sort of proof? Where does my talking come from? When I talk positive about God, what is positive about God to you? Yeah. You could even ask those questions. What is it?
Beauty in business.
And why do I say that? Do you have any proof? Have you seen him? No. What about you?
No.
Oh, I know a lot of people, they have seen him. They came to me with the message. We call them messengers. Ah, a beloved who sent the messenger is the best beloved, isn't it? Because if beloved ignores me, oh, pity me, I have no solution. But the best beloved, he sends the messengers. By the God who sent the prophets, not in need, but in grace and majesty. Grace and majesty doesn't do, honestly. Majesty, yes, but kibriya is something else. Radiance. You understand what kibriya is?
Like
graciousness.
Is there not a radiance in that
kibriya? Kabir is the biggest, the largest, the... What? Kabir? Kabir is the adjective of graciousness. And fazl. My goodness, explain fazl. Could you translate fazl for the class? Because the most admired fellows in time of Rumi, they will call fazl. Because fazl is the essence of graciousness of teaching. The real wisdom, that's fazl. The one who studies everything, who understands everything. And this is the adjective of God. And he is starting with that. He said, no. My speech is coming from there. First of all, he is my beloved Rahman and Rahim. And secondly, I'm talking about the messengers, because I got the message. That's how I know what it is. This is the essence. And the essence understands the message, not the text, the message. Then he started, that is the God who created this beautiful existence from dirt, that khak. And he is like this, he is like this, he is like this. Went from prophet to explain what? The different part of the message. Because the message is like this. Message has been delivered during the time, right? Because it depends, teaching depends on how you study. If you are a lazy student, the teaching should come slowly. If you're a fast learner, right? So during the time, he sent another one. To what? To bring different parts of the message, which is never complete. There is no final message. I was going to do something dangerous, to insult your religious belief that you're Prophet is the final one. As if the message of the beloved could be final. It's always coming. Always indirectly is coming, because the main part of the message is what? Main part of the message is come back to me. Irjai. That's what it is. And he's putting it in your heart every second. Then yes, from outside, there will be these prophets, there are these genius people who he will choose. Not that they go and they apply and they succeed or blah, blah, blah. He will choose. Why did he choose Moses? You should know. Why did he choose Moses? And we said, because he was a good shepherd. He wanted to have a shepherd for you. So he found a shepherd to send the message. What is the message? I said, face your arrogance. Tell your arrogance, ego, shut up. Fight with the Pharaoh. How? First of all, your brother will talk, he will say we, he will say I. Then, I do the magic. Just be no one. Be mysterious. Then all those magics, for what? To teach this will, sitting here, that thing happened so many thousand years ago in Egypt, was to teach this gentleman that you could face your ego. Your ego looks the biggest one in control, and your spirit looks like somebody out of nowhere, really. But it's not nowhere. That somebody is coming from a star. It was a special time for that. And in that special time, your arrogance will try hard to stop it from happening. That's good, because we want that arrogant fellow to work, and he worked for us. Unknowingly, he will bring the mother and father of Moses together. That's how it works. This is what the magic is. To start with that and say, listen, I'm looking at the life differently. First of all, let me talk about this difference. You confuse me and my friend to be one or be enemies. Listen, we are born from each other, and you cannot touch me. But by touching him, you could influence me. Remember? It's impossible to carry over the essence, over the form, but they take away this disease from the substance. Means, whatever you do is not that important, really. What can you do? Standing up, sitting down, bowing, telling something, burning something. These are all what? Almost nonsense. But these are the way that you could touch it inside and change the essence. So we are bonded together. How? Not by positive way, in a way, by a negative way. Means what? Means when you're not feeling very good, you don't eat a big steak. You go for the soup. You eliminate some stuff to get better. This is the way we'll do it. We'll eliminate some nonsenses of this animal tendency in us, then the essence will grow. جمله اجزای جهان را بی غرض در نگر حاصل نشد جز از غرض. He said, look around you. You cannot find anything that is here without the help of the form. So when we say the form is not it, doesn't mean that threw it away. Exactly the same thing we did with the logic, remember. For a year or so, I see in the eyes of a lot of people that they're sitting down and they're uncomfortable because I'm talking about putting the logic down. And they think that I'm proving logic wrong. Logic is not wrong. And logic is good, but only in the animal life. When it comes to love, the hell with the logic. When it comes to kindness, the hell with the logic. You help someone, you have tried several times, in so many occasions, you help someone and that someone turns around, instead of kissing your hand, will bite it. Okay? Now we are in another place, and apparently some miserable fellow is there. The experience and logic will tell you, don't waste your time. You look at that misery, and your heart will ache. And you do something. Should I stop you? Should you stop? Even if you know that that fellow will bite your hand, you do it because of your heart. That's the kindness. When you do something and you expect that they will thank you and they will write, thank you note and they will declare it in a newspaper, that's not kindness. You're in a good business, it's okay. But that's not what we're talking about. See? Look around you. Everything you see is the fruit and outcome of something. But right at the beginning, what was at the beginning? What is the beginning? Look around you, there are two beginnings. One is logical, normal beginning, which is the beginning of you, dressing up, going to the party, then the day after, then the year later. This is step by step, like a watch, right? But we know about something which is exactly the opposite. By the way, I've seen a good movie, The Exceptional Case of Someone. Some fellow.
Benjamin.
Yes. Very well made movie. That's the case, that you could be born old and die in childhood. Looks opposite, right? But it is. Or isn't it? You tell me. Amity, can we find his picture when he's listening over there or over here? And I've explained it this several times. Please remember this, if this is the only thing you remember from this session. Normally, for animals, the beginning and the end is like the things. History goes like this, linear, right? There is a beginning and there is an end. For human beings, there are opposite processes. Do you remember? You should remember the guy who was planting an apple tree. Mm-hmm. The guy is planting an apple tree. Nourish it. Take care of it. And be patient and wait. And it will trim the branches. And all that, and at the end. He has an apple to eat, right? What was the first in this process? Apple. He thought about the apple. That's what we are planning. All my education was planning, planner. What is planning? The end is the beginning. So this is intellectual process. Right? Could you learn from it? Erjai, that come back to me is the beginning of us. He put us out to go back. So we are in a process of returning in a way. Because that beginning is the end for us. Outcome is the beginning. And intellectually, this is not very easy to swallow. To understand that the beginning is the end. when it comes to intellect, because